The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome in. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report with a few final thoughts. How often do you refuse to answer calls that either designate on your mobile phone that they may be spam or it's a blocked number or you don't identify the number? More and more people will not answer a call on their cell phone unless they knew who it is. So you got to leave a message and hope they'll call you back. And generally, if you get a call from a number you don't recognize or from a blocked number and they don't leave a message, that's a pretty good sign that it was one of those sales calls or spam calls. So more and more people are not answering unless they have your number in their phone. And now a new report says nearly half of all cell phone calls will be scams by 2019. 2019, just next year, nearly half of all calls will be fraudulent unless we take some action right now. Now, the report from a group called First Orion, which provides call management and protection services for major carriers like T-Mobile and others, says that they've seen a huge spike in fraudulent calls over the past year, zooming from 3.7% of total calls in 2017 29% in 2018, and it's expected to jump to 45% by early 2019. Over 50 billion calls made to cell phone customers over the past 18 months were analyzed to prepare the report. I got to tell you, with the number that I get, we may be understating the number of spam calls, sales calls. Even if you go on the Do Not Call registry, you still keep getting these. We want to sell you insurance. We want to sell you this. And part of the scam is that if you do business with a company, even in the Do Not Call registry, they are free to keep calling you. Political calls can still come in even if you're on the Do Not Call registry. So while you can help limit the number of these calls you get, you can't completely eliminate them. Now, I don't know what the answer is. I just know that the unwanted texts that I'm starting to get from numbers that I haven't subscribed to, and there's nothing on there that says unsubscribe, is starting to make me less likely to even open text. Email opening has dropped off like crazy over the years as people were sending those spam emails. So if you're trying to do sales, if you're trying to reach customers, prospective customers, it's going to get harder and harder because of those who are abusing the system, unless we start to fix the system. Anyway, go to TennesseeStar.com. I'll link that story up, and we'll see if we can't find a solution that doesn't clog up our phones with more bogus calls. We're back tomorrow with more. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report.